It was very nice listening. Very lakovic.
People were talking about what the Rav says afterwards.
They understood it. I didn't. I saw your what is he, your brother? No, the older, what's his name? The one who comes here.
Yeah, he's my brother.
He's your brother.
My wife's second husband.
Your wife's second husband? Okay, we're up to Tayomid Beis. The two dots. Just I saw the Ramban and the Rashba. Rashi says that the Ben Shmona, till he's 20, doesn't have a din of a Ben Kayoma. So they say that's not reasonable. Guy, what's it called? 18 years old, walking around the street, should be considered a Nafel. So they said that the whole halacha is only the Gabi Godless, that he's not considered a Godl. His Simonim aren't considered Simoni Godless till he becomes 20, but not the Gabi if he's alive or not alive. L'chor according to Rashi, l'chor he's suffic whether he's a b'chlal bar kayoma, right? L'chor if you kill him also, you're potter because. Tana Rabbanan, Ezeu Sri Shama. What are the simonim of a Sri Shama? Kol Shu Ben Esrim, v'lahovish hevish de Cyrus. The main thing is he's 20 years old, and he doesn't have two pubic hairs. Even if he gets the hairs afterwards, once he's 20 and doesn't have pubic hairs and he has simone sris, which we'll see, that's it. That locks him in as being a sris. Whatever happens after that is irrelevant. These are the other simonim that he has to have in addition to not having two siris and being 20. Then these make him a sris, and he's a godel at 20, machlokus whether it's retroactive or not. And if he doesn't have any of these simonim, and he doesn't have two siris, then he becomes a godel at 35. Okay. Cool. But if he has these simonim also, we'll see one second if he need all of them or just some of them. Kol she'ein lo zakan, he doesn't have a beard. And we'll see, Tosus says that means he doesn't have a full beard. He can have some beard hairs, and just two hairs in the beard doesn't make him a godel. You have to have hair, pubic hairs. But we'll see in a little while. The Gemara is going to speak about somebody who had some hairs in his beard, but here it's talking about he doesn't have a full beard. Kol shein lo zaken. Usaro lokui, he has soft hair. Ubesaro machlik, his skin is very smooth and soft, like a woman's skin. All these things are things that are simanim of a woman. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Rav Yehuda Ben Yoyer Kol She'ein Meim of Malin Resichos, his urine doesn't foam. V'yesh Omer Kol Amatul Mayim Ve'ino Sekipa, he, when he urinates it drips, it doesn't make an arch. V'yesh Omer Kol She'shich Lezaro Doche, his Shich Lezera is very watery. V'yesh Omer Kol She'ein Meim Imragla Machmitzim, if you put the urine in a cup it won't turn sour. Acherim omrim kol sherochets b'yemosak shomim ve'ein besoro malahedel. That if he walks, washes in the cold, he doesn't have vapor, right? See that a lot of times, what's it called? In the cold, you'll see people wash their hands and smoke comes out of their, comes up. But he doesn't, his body's very cold, doesn't have a warmth to it. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer calls it kolo lokwi, ve'ein nikra ben ish le'isha. He has a very feminine voice. You can't tell the difference if he's a boy, a man, or a woman. Ve'ezeoi islandis, what are the simon of an islandis? Kol shibas esrin v'lo hevia be'sairis, that's the main thing. She's 20 and doesn't have two pubic hairs. Va'filu hevia la'achar mikan, harike islandis v'chol v'rela, and even if she produces two pubic hairs after 20. But she had simoni islandis plus no pubic hairs and she's 20, that locks her in as being an islandis. The Elohein simonea, so do you need these simonim also to make her a islandis and a gedola at 20? Again, the machlokus whether it's retroactive or not. And if she doesn't have any simonim, no simoni islandis and no simonim, she becomes a gedola at 35. And we said that really by a girl it's 18, not 20. that she becomes a gedola. Ve'elu hein simoneho, kol she'ein lo dadin. She has no breasts. U'miskasha b'shas tashmish, tashmish is difficult for her. Hurts her. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer kol she'ein lo shipule me'ayim kenoshim. Her body doesn't protrude above her genitals like a regular woman does. Rav Shimon Elazar omer kol she'kol lo ova ve'en nekeres ben isha le'ish. She has a deep masculine voice. You can't tell if she's a man or a woman with her voice. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Lokui rach. His hair is very soft. Machlik chola kebasar isha. His skin is smooth like a woman's skin. Derech basar isha liol soir. Right, a man's skin is hairy and a woman is smooth. In other words, what's it called? Not hairy. What's the word? Whatever. Okay. Resichos means what's it called? Doesn't have foam. Shkuma. Kipa kiluach orach lemeirachok. When he urinates, doesn't urinate bekoach. That is, urine makes an arch. Just drips. Docher sheino kosher elitzol kamayim. His shichla zera is very watery. Machmitzim masrichin kishishoyim bekli. If you put the urine in the kli, it doesn't get putrid. It doesn't sour. Hevel chamimus ke'en oshem. That a warm body in a cold day, if you wash him, steam comes up. U'miskasha b'shas tashmish. Tashmish koshela. Tashmish is difficult for her. She's not really a full-fledged woman. She pulim me'ayim kemin kaf l'mala me'osamokom. A woman's anatomy is that above her genitals, her body protrudes a little bit. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Itmar, Simone Sris, Rav Huna Omer Achiu Kulam. In order to be a full-fledged Sris, you have to have all these Simonim, all of them. So the Simonim are no pubic hairs. You have all these simonim, and you're 20, then you're Sris. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Atila Be'echel Mehen. Rabbi Yochanan holds even any one of these simonim, plus no pubic hairs, and 20 makes you a Sris. Rabbi says, Hecha Dehevi Shtei Cyrus Bezokon Kulei Amalo Plige Da'ad Shiu Kula. Where he has at least two hairs in his beard, that won't make him a god. But it makes it that the simon of Sris, of not having a full, that already makes it that he has to have all the other simon. Tosa says, L'chora, right, if he has two saros in his beard, he's not a Sris, because he can't have all the simon, because it says one of the simon is doesn't have a beard. So that's what Tosa says, what I said before, distinguishes between a full beard, that is, he doesn't have a full beard, that is not any beard. But if he has some scraggly hairs in his beard, right, that makes it that at least there's enough of a reason to think that he's not a Sris, that you need all the simonim according to everybody to make him a Sris. The Vilna Gaon takes this out, because Tosas Kasha, what's it called, is a Kasha, and he had other gear souls, and the Rambam doesn't seem to hold from this. So he takes it out completely, that this idea of if he has two saras, bezokan is not in the Gemara. Ki pligi b'shalohevi. If he doesn't have any beard, then there's a machlokas whether you need all the simanim or that's enough. Elohada amar luhu rabba baravu al rabbanon. Ainu beber of Nachman. I besoro mala hevel. Esiv loy bras. Right? What's it called? Rav Nachman had Simone Shris. He never brought two Cyrus. So Rabba Baravua said to the Rabbanan, check him out, and if he, what's it called, when he takes a shower in the cold, he makes steam, then he doesn't have one of the Simonim of a Shris. That's good enough. He's not a Shris, and I'll marry my daughter to him. And obviously he wanted to marry his daughter because he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he had a problem if he was a Sris, for his daughter's sake, I guess. So they check him out, and if he's not a full-fledged Sris, we'll marry him off to my daughter. Kiman k'Rav Huna, right? That goes according to Rav Huna. that as long as he has one of the simanim, what's it called? He needs all the simanim to be a sris, right? But even if he has any of the simanim, but not all of them, he's not a sris. So just checking that he doesn't have one of them will be enough to make him not a sris, according to Rav Huna. But according to Rav Yochanan, if he had any of the other simanim, he's still a sris. So what is it going to help to find out he doesn't have this one? Maybe he has the other ones. So what's his law? Rav Nachman Sichei Dikna Hadilei. He had some scraggly beard hairs. And the male, what's it called? He needed, according to everybody, all the simanim to be a sris. And if he didn't have this one, then he's not a sris. Rashi. Esiv Lebras, Alma Kivan de Lesnu Kulu Simoni Sris. The botzer lehai lo mechaskin lekisris. You see that Rav Baravua held that if he's missing one of the simanim, he's not a sris. So you don't need all of them. You need all of them, and any one of them won't make him a sris, like Rav Yochanan. Sike dikno yisedos hazok. He had spikes, little spiky hairs in his beard. Kolomer bekam makomo shavle sarbiskon. He had some scraggly hairs in his beard. And therefore, he needed, according to everybody, like we said before, all of the simanim to make him a sris. Okay. Hasris lecholitz lo miyabim, v'chein islandis. K'toni sris, dumya da islandis. Tells me a sris similar to an islandis. Ma islandis b'deshamayim, just like an islandis was from birth. You can't make somebody an islandis. He's born like that. So too, the sris we're talking about is a sris chama who was born like that. Af sris b'deshamayim. Ustam like Rabbi Akiva, and this is Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, that a Sris Chama is not Cholet, and a Sris Adam is, not like Rabbi Lezer. And that's the halacha. The Omer Bidei Adamim Bidei Shemaim Lo. Rashi Bidei Adam, Kolomer Sris Adam Boy Chalitza Sris Chama Lo. And that is the halacha, because we have a Stam Mishnah after the Machlokas, the halacha is like the Stam. A Sris. If the Sris gave Chalitza to his Yavama, it doesn't passel her because it's meaningless. Because since he's parted from Chalitza, his Chalitza is Stab, taking off a shoe. That has nothing to do with Chalitza. Time, but if he's boil her, he passels her. Yeah. So Mara says, Time, the Baalah, who? If he is boil her, right? Hal Acher Lo. But if somebody else lives with her, it doesn't pass with her, right? So the Gemara says, "Leima tavi tiyuf to the Rav Hamanuna." This is Kashan Rav Hamanuna. The Amr Shomeris Yavam Shazin Sapsula Liyavama. That a Shomeris Yavam that was Mizana is pasul to the Yavama. She's also to him. Here it's Mashma that only if this Sris was boil her is what's it called? Is she pasul? But if somebody else was boil her, she wouldn't be possible. Versus low. Who adina feel la acher nami? Even somebody else, anybody was boil her except for the Yavama, passels her. The Ayin, it's on the Reisha. Bididei, Tananami said, since the Reisha said that he is cholitzer, and that's the Chiddush, because of course anybody who's not Nogay to the Parsha is cholitzer is meaningless. But even him, right, he's out of the Parsha completely. So since it's said it by him, it said this also. If he's boil her, he passels her. But really, the Be'ilu, anybody who would boil her, would passel her from the Yavama. Psula li Yavama. Is there an Rashi here? No. Time of the Baalahu, the Havyazona, the Nivela la Achi Baila Shalom Makom Mitzvah. She was Nivela Pasula. So she's also now to a Kohen and also to the Yavama. The Hihoi Shalom Bekaris. She's now also to him Bekaris because she's not Shaykh to Yavibum. Mela, he's a brother in law. Who is Shalom Makom Mitzvah, Chayiv Koris. Psula liyavama, ki eishes eishes inshes asur labayla. Yavama, who's Mizana, is like an eishes ish who's Mizana, and she's asur to the Yavam. The kiman de zonah hi asur lakuna, and she's also asur to a Kohen, because she was nivel lalapasula. So Mara says, no, really, even if she was nivel to anybody, would be pasul her, but since the Reisha spoke about him, Sefer says him specifically too. The chain islandish shecholtzelo achim. Same thing with an islandish. If the brothers gave her chalitza, it's meaningless. Doesn't passel her. But if they live with her, they passel her. Time of the balua, hello balua, lo nashma. Only if they live with her is she passel to a kohen. But if they didn't live with her, she's kosher to a kohen. Kiman de lo krab Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Island is Zonahi. We had before that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an islandness is intrinsically a Zonah, even if she has no relations with anybody. But anybody who, it's impossible to have children, she's a different kind of person, that's called a Zonah. Baruch Mepasek, right? That having beer with somebody who is not capable of having children is a Zonah. Rashi. Ho Amar Island is Zonahi, but Perakabal Yavimto, Yolifla me his nu velo yifrotsu. Right? That any bia that can't possibly produce a child because the person is mufka from that is what's it called, is considered a Zonah. Menela, she obviously lived with her husband when she was married. And that made her a Zonah, the having bia even to her husband, where she was the kind of person who couldn't possibly have children, islandess. An islandess is Zona if she ever had bia with anybody, even her husband. Okay.
So the Zona would have to be a long time for 20 years old for the guy?
To see if he's really in a... Yes, he's never seen one. Yeah.